So second down and 14 from the 35 to start the fourth quarter. Kaler takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Hannah, finds number four for the Vikings, and he's hit across the 30. Takes a big hit into the back. That's number four, Kenny Schrader. He's not usually in there on offense, but makes the catch and a little bit of a gain there to the 28. Gain of three, third and seven. Kaler looks to the sidelines, gets the call, puts Roland Young. And number 80, Terrell Robertson, it looks like, on the right. Number one, Deontay Jackson to the left. Trayvon Hanna at tailback. Kaler takes the snap. Looking for Roland. He's open. Jukes one man across to the 15-yard line. And that's a first and 10 for the Vikings. As they're again threatening in the red zone here, deep in Panther territory. And Andre Lewis comes in replacing number 80, Terrell Robertson. Lines up on the right along with Terrence Young and Cameron Roland and Jackson all alone on the left. Hannah behind Kaler. Kaler, play clock under 10. Takes the snap, back to pass. And looking for Jackson, and he makes the catch inside the 5. Kaler to Jackson. Caught at the 3-yard line for a Viking first down. And another penalty flag on the field. What hands by Jackson, though, to make that grab at the 3-yard line. And the penalty is going to be personal foul call against the Panthers, so that's just going to give the Vikings an extra yard and a half to work with. First and goal from essentially the 1-yard line.
First and goal from the 1 for DVC.
Kaler looks to the sidelines and gets the call. Puts Lewis alone to the right, Jackson alone to the left. Hannah at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, handoff to Hannah, jumps! Did he get in? No, he stopped at the 1-yard line for about no gain on the play. Just tried to dive his way forward into the end zone and unsuccessful. Panthers D-line stops him. That keeps the clock running. We hit 13 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Same formation. Jackson alone to the left. Lewis alone to the right. Hannah behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. And he's going to launch it to the corner for number 49. Incomplete. Intended for Zach Preuss. So that incompletion stops the clock at 12:48, brings up third down and goal from the 1. This would be a good stop by the Panthers. If they can do it, but coming in for Hannah is number 4, Kenny Schrader. Behind Kaler. They're going to just hand it off to him, and he's going to be stopped short. He's actually going to lose some yards on the play. Forward progress, they mark him down at about the 3-yard line. So they lose 2 yards, and good stop by the Panthers. Vikings had a first and goal from the 1 and couldn't punch it in, so they'll bring out number 46, Stephon Vanier, out for the field goal. Try and tack on 3. Snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. And it is good. So the Vikings go up now by 3 touchdowns, 24-3. 12:04 remaining here in the fourth. Vikes leading Sac City. So Vanier comes out to kick. Number 2, James Pilsen takes it from the 15. breaks up field and tackled eventually right around the 35. And it looks like there's a fumble on the play. We'll see who gets the ball, who comes up with it. Call. Long discussion going on here to find out who came up with the ball after the fumble on the kickoff return. And they're going to mark it Sac City ball. Fans not happy about that one. So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers from the 37 yard line. Beverly will come out and stack three on the right, three bunch to the right, one man to the left. Logan to his left, hits Logan, trying to dodge out some Vikings and takes a big hit. Probably looks like number 95, Rudy Ellison, and loses a yard on the play. Beverly takes the snap and he's under pressure. Ellison pressuring him, but he hits his man, number 4. That's Anthony King, and he breaks a tackle and gets to the 50-yard line for a Panther first down. What a great play from Beverly to King. And they're going with the hurry-up offense as we hit now 11 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Two wideouts on each side. Beverly takes the snap. Hands it off to Logan. Logan up the middle, has a huge hole, and gets across the 40-yard line for a first down. So a good run by Logan. Good blocking by the offensive line for the Panthers. Two wideouts on each side yet again. Logan behind Beverly. Beverly, and he's met. What a play by number 23, Derek Johnson.
Great anticipation, 23, Derek Johnson.
Anticipated the snap, blitz, the handoff to Logan. Met right away by Derek Johnson, so loss of 5 on the play back to the 44-yard line. Brings up second down and 15. Approaching 10 minutes now remaining here in the fourth quarter. Two wideouts again on each side. Beverly back to pass. Looking for his man, number 35, but falls incomplete. Kyle Egan on the coverage. Barry Woods was the intended receiver. Falls incomplete. Stops the clock at 10:01. Third down and 15.
Kyle Egan, number 3, with a breakup. Third and 15.
Two wideouts on each side stacked. Logan to the left and Beverly. Beverly takes the snap, back to pass, under pressure. Launches it downfield and it's picked off by number 23, Derek Johnson. Vikings take over. Right at the 25-yard line. Good defense by Derek Johnson on that last series. Gives the Vikings a first and 10 from the 25-yard line. 9:53 remaining here in the fourth. And out comes Kaler. It's a good defense by the Vikings, pressuring Beverly, forcing him to make a poor throw, intercepted by Johnson. So Kaler comes out with best at tailback. 3 sacked on the left, 1 to the right. Hits Curtis Butler, but he is taken down by number 28. Byron Gibson. And the Vikings will lose 3 yards on that play. Brings up second down and 13 from the 22. Puts two wideouts on each side. Now CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Kaler, play clock under 10, takes the snap. And fakes the handoff to Best. Is he going to keep it? Pitch, a little pitch to Andre Lewis. Falls incomplete. Like a little shovel pass, but unsuccessful as he was well covered. Stops the clock at 9:09. Brings up third and 13. From the 22-yard line. Roland and Jackson will line up on the right. Lewis and Smith on the left. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Play clock under 10. Kaler takes the snap. Back to pass. Under pressure, quick. Trying to just get away. He's going to run with it and run out of bounds at the 24-yard line. He'll get 2 yards on the play. Stops the clock. Just over 9 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Brings up fourth down and 11. And out comes number 90, Hugo De Los Santos. Punt it away to number two, James Kilson, waiting at the 45-yard line. De Los Santos with the punt. Beautiful spiral kick. Sends Kilson all the way back down to the 20, and the ball's just going to roll inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. Great punt by Hugo De Los Santos. So from the 20, excuse me, make that the 16-yard line. From the 16-yard line, Beverly and the Panthers will come out and start their next drive, first and 10, with 8:47 remaining here in the fourth. So Beverly puts two wideouts on each side, puts number 15, Paget, in motion, hands it off to Logan. Breaks down to the right sideline, shoved out of bounds. Right around the 15, and a penalty flag on the play.
There is a penalty flag.
It's like a holding call against the Panthers. That's going to push them back 10 yards. To the 6-yard line. So after the penalty, it's first and 10 from the 9-yard line. That's where they place the ball. Beverly takes the snap, launches it to the left, hits his man, number 4, Anthony King. Forced out of bounds right at the 15. Clock will keep running, approaching 8 minutes. And now they'll stop the clock for an injury timeout as there's a Panther down on the field. Looks like number 55, DeMarcus Murray. So after the injury timeout, it'll be second down. For the Panthers. So second and 11 from the 15-yard line. For the Panthers with 8:20 remaining here in the fourth. Vikings up 24-3. Lines up with two wideouts stacked on each side. Takes the snap. Looking for his man, number 15. It's Aaron Paget, but he's taken down right at the 20. That's number 2, Damon Collins, making the tackle. Now under 8 minutes here in the fourth. Brings up fourth down and 4, and they're going for it. Deep in their own zone, they got it. They want to try and fight their way back in this game. He's under pressure, and he's going to be dropped by number 3, Kyle Egan. However, there is a penalty flag before the snap. It's an offsides call against DVC. And the penalty is going to give them an automatic first down. So first and 10 from the 26 after the penalty, offsides penalty against DVC. Two wideouts on each side. Beverly takes the snap, hands it off to Logan, goes up the middle, makes his way to the 29-yard line for a short gain on the play.
Tony Kalu, 45 with a hit. He lays it on the five, Lanier Logan.
And same formation.
Gain of 3, 37.
Clock now hits, 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Beverly with the snap under pressure, looking for someone. And he's just going to throw it. And that is going to draw no flags. No. Oh, it will draw a flag for... Yeah. Intentional grounding against Beverly as he just threw it away. It's going to be a loss of a down. So it'll result down to third and 16 from the 29-yard line. Under 7 minutes now here in the fourth quarter. Three wideout stack to the left, one to the right. Beverly takes the snap. And just hits Logan. Logan looking to try and fight his way across, but stops short of the 20-yard line to the 19. That'll bring up fourth and long. And another flag on the play. And it's another offsides call against DVC. So Vikings defense need to get it together here as they're just giving 3 yards to the Panthers.
Now it's third and 10.
They are leading by 3 touchdowns, but still no reason to play a sloppy game on defense. So as play clock ticks inside 10 seconds now, Beverly will take the snap. Back to pass, launches one downfield, and it's in and out of the hands of number 4, Anthony King. He had the catch, and his defender fell down, so if he makes that catch, he has a chance to break towards the end zone. But he couldn't come up with it. Brings up 4th and 10 from the 26. Brings out the punter. Number 87, Trent Thompson. Back to receive, number 84, Terrence Young. Takes the snap. Here's the kick. And that's going to bounce right at the 47. Roll back to midfield at the 50-yard line. And that's where Kaler and the Vikings will come out and start first and 10 with 6:06 remaining here in the fourth.
First and 10.
Kaler puts 2 wideouts to the right, 1 man to the left. That's number 19, Markel Neal, to the left. Takes a snap, hands it off to CJ Best. Best keeps going as he had number 9 on him. Barrett finally taken down. It's a loss on the play of about 3 yards. Or I guess just 1 yard on the play. So 49-yard line, second down and 11.
Second and 11 at the 49.
So Markel Neal, number 19, number 81, Brendan Eddy to the right, Deontay Jackson, and number 82, Cameron Rowland to the left. Number 12 now in at quarterback. And he's just going to keep it and be taken down right across midfield to the 49-yard line in Panther territory. That's number 12, Nico Fortino, the second-string quarterback, now in for the Vikings.
In on the stop, gain of a yard. Third and 10.
In comes Trevor Smith, replacing number 81, Brendan Eddy. Two wideouts on each side. Fortino with CJ Best at tailback behind him takes the snap. Takes the handoff. He's under pressure and he's going to be dropped for a loss by number 9, Barrett. at number 33, Corey Nelson.
Number 9, Devon Perry with the tackle. Nico Fortino. Number 4th down.
Bring up 4th down for the Vikings. Clock ticking now to around 4 minutes remaining here in the 4th. Hugo De Los Santos comes out to punt to number 2, James Kilson. And the punt snap is over the head of De Los Santos as he breaks the tackle, and he's finally taken down right around the 15, and his helmet comes off. So an error there by the Vikings. The bad punt to De Los Santos.
Hugo De Los Santos goes down.
So the Panthers will take over at the 15-yard line, deep in Viking territory. Puts King in motion. Beverly takes the snap, passing it. Hits number 5, Logan. Looking for some room anywhere, and he's hit right around the 12. Big hit by number 59.
Damn.
Anatoni. That's a gain of 3 yards on the play. Make it 4. Second down and 6. Hand off to Logan up the middle. Gets inside the 10-yard line.
Ladier Logan gets the hand off.
To the 8-yard line. That'll be 3rd down and 3 remaining.
Direction 33.
Two wideouts on each side. Beverly, Logan to his left. Play clock under 10. Takes the snap to the corner of the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of the intended wideout. And good defense there by number 20 on the Vikings, Malachi Harris. Intended for number 12, Rico Herring. That brings up 4th down.
4th down now.
And 3. They're going to go for it. They keep the offense on the field. 2 wideouts on each side. Logan to the left of Beverly. Beverly takes the snap to the corner of the end zone. And it's caught for a touchdown for Sac City Panthers. They ran the same play that was intended for Rico Herring, and he came up with it. Beverly to Herring. And so that now they're going to leave the offense on the field to go for 2. So they trail now 24-9. Stack 3 on the left, 1 man to the right. They're going to hand it off to Logan, and he's going to go nowhere. Brought down by number 38, Jeremiah King. 2-point conversion is no good. So the score will stay 24-9 with 2:38 remaining here in the 4th. DVC leading the Sac City Panthers. So the Vikings coming out looking like they're expecting an onside kick. And which Sac City may very well do. So 2:38 remaining here in the 4th. Trailing by 15. It will be an onside kick. There it is, and recovered by number 84, Terrence Young for the Vikings right at the 45. And that's where the Vikings will take over first and 10 with 2:37 remaining in the game. Quinn Kaler will come back out as quarterback. Number 80, Terrell Robertson. Number 19, Markel Neal on the left, along with 81, Brendan Eddy. And number 82, Cameron Rowland. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. It's a handoff to Best. Cuts his way up the middle, across midfield. Down to the 40. He's going to get across down the right field sideline to the 10 and into the end zone for a touchdown by CJ Best.
Thank you.
55-yard run by C.J. Best. That puts the Vikings up now 30-9 with 2:25 remaining here in the fourth as we await the PAT. What a run by Best. Made one cut up the middle. Made his way across to the right sideline and broke all the way downfield for the touchdown. Number 46, Stefan Vanier, comes in to kick. The snap, the extra point is up. It is good. So the Vikings now go up 31-9 with a very commanding lead late here in the fourth quarter over the Sauk City Panthers. So Vanier will come out and boot it. Taken by number 2, James Kilson, number 15. And they do the reverse to number 15. Puget downfield, he's across to midfield, to the 40, the 30, breaks across to the 20, inside the 15, taken down at the 10-yard line. What a return by the Sac City Panthers, taken by Kilson, then reversed to Aaron Puget, number 15, gets all the way down to the 10-yard line deep in Viking territory. What a return. So with 2:09 remaining here in the fourth quarter, Beverly will come out with the Panther offense for a first and goal from the 10-yard line. Correction, make that from the 9-yard line. Takes the snap to the corner for number 47, and it's caught for a touchdown, E.J. Jones. So just like that, a huge kick return, and then one play launched to the corner of the end zone. And that's 6 for the Panthers, 31-15. They're going to leave the offense out on the field to go for the 2-point conversion. They were unsuccessful last time. With 2:04 remaining here in the fourth. They line up with 3 stacks to the left. E.J. Jones, number 47, to the right. And number 29, Carlton Carpenter, to the right of Beverly. Beverly under pressure, and he underthrows number 15, Aaron Puget. So the 2-point conversion is yet again unsuccessful. However, they do make it a 2-possession, within a 2-possession game, trailing by 16. 31-15, so there is still a chance for the Panthers if they can pull off a miracle to come back into this game. We'll see if they try for another onside kick here. I don't know why they wouldn't, because that's how DVC will set up their return formation. So here is the onside kick attempt. Much better than the last one. Did they get it? No, it's taken by Deontay Jackson. Downfield to the 20, the 10. Touchdown, DVC. Deontay Jackson recovers the onside kick and brings it into the end zone. So the scoring now just keeps going back and forth between the Vikings and the Panthers. Late here in the fourth quarter, as DVC adds 6, their total bringing it to 37-15. Vikings over the Panthers with 1:57 remaining here in the fourth, as we await the PAT from number 46, Stefan Vanier. Snap. Kick is up. Kick is good. So with the PAT, that makes it 38-15 with under 2 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. And just as the Panthers had a chance to pull off a miracle within 2 possessions
extended to three possessions. The lead now at 23 points.
So Van Eer will boot it. Line drive kick downfield taken by James Kilson. And Duke's one tackle down to the left sideline and shoved out of bounds at the 30. And it's a big hit out of bounds by the Vikings. So 1:46 remaining here in the fourth. And there's a penalty flag on the play. That penalties have been a huge problem for both teams here in the second half, especially though for the Vikings, giving up a lot of unnecessary yardage to the Panthers. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct call against the Vikings, and another free about 15 yards it seems for Sac City. So the ball will be moved up now to the 47 yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers. Beverly takes the snap. He's under pressure quickly and just throws it away. Intended for number 15 is number 43. Seaway Volsau. He's pressuring him, and another penalty flag, and it looks like a holding call against the Panthers. And again, the penalties just continue for both sides here in the second half. So 1:40 remaining here in the fourth. The penalty will push him back 10 yards to the 37 yard line. We will now replay first down, first and 20. Beverly will line up with two wideouts on each side. Hands it off. Up the middle, that was to number 29, Carlton Carpenter.
Carlton Carpenter, number 29, the ball carrier.
Carries it for 4 yards to the 41-yard line. Second down and 16. Again, two wideouts on each side. Beverly back to pass, under pressure, and he's sacked by number 43, Seaway Volsau. Taken down to the 34-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play. And that'll bring up 3rd and 23 with under a minute remaining here in the 4th quarter. Ends up with one wideout on each side. Back to pass. Launches it deep. He's got a chance to make the catch, and he does. What a catch by number 12, Rico Herring. Beautiful play. They're going to hurry up downfield to try and get a snap off without wasting too much time here. 34.2 seconds remaining here in the fourth. Beautiful pass from Beverly to Herring. Takes the snap. He'll do it again, this time the other direction to EJ Jones, and it's incomplete. And good defense there by number 9, Robert Johnson, for the Vikings. So the clock will stop at 23.6 now. Bring up second down and 10 from the 24. It's the same formation. Takes the handoff, and he's under pressure, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back to the 31-yard line. And that'll keep the clock ticking now under 10 seconds. They're going to line up for one more play. Takes the snap. Back, launches it deep to the end zone and just overthrows number 12, Rico Herring. Incomplete, and that brings this game to a close with the Vikings Moving on up to 5-4 now. Final score of 38-15 over the Sac City Panthers. With not as a high scoring game as we were going to expect from both sides, with both teams being very strong with their passing attack. Coming into the game, Quinn Kaler, number one in passing in the state. Number 10, Ronald Beverly for the Panthers, coming in at number 5 for receiving. Number 3 in the state is Deontay Jackson. And coming in at the 12th spot is Andre Lewis. We'll see how the stats stack up after this one. So with this one, the Vikings jumped out. Or they were down early 3-0, but then they came back with 2 touchdown passes in the first half, one from Kaler to Lewis, the next one from Kaler to Best, and they had the lead at 14-3 by the end of the first half. Coming into the second half, though, the Vikings jumped out in front 21-3 and extended their lead from there when Sac City came back here late in the fourth quarter to score their first touchdown, and they were able to put up another one as late in the fourth quarter, some back-and-forth scoring between the Vikings and the Panthers made the game pretty exciting at the finish. Panthers had a chance to come back. They pulled it within 2 possessions, 16 points, and tried for the onside kick, and Jackson came up with the recovery and ended up running it all the way down for the closing touchdown, making it 38-15, the final score. And the Vikings improved to 5-4. The Sac City Panthers will move on to Laney College and next week for the DVC Vikings, they will play away in Quincy, Feather River College, on November 10th at 3 p.m. Going to look to end the season on a high note with a win. They improved beyond 500 here, as last week they had a disappointing loss where they were able to come back and lead by 1 point late in the game over Siskiyou's, but Siskiyou's came back, scored a touchdown, the extra point put them up by 1. DVC dropped that one, fell to 500 at 4-4, and at third place in their conference. Coming into this one, though, the end of it, they go up now 5-4 on the season, and they'll look to finish 6-4 playing against Feather River College in Quincy and finish the season on a high note and go into a bowl game that unfortunately does not seem like the Vikings will be hosting, but either way, they can get to the postseason. That's what they're looking for. So, final score tonight, though, DVC 38, Sac City 15, Vikings over the Panthers. My name's Ben Ebert for the DVC Vikings Football Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's been a great season. And we will see you guys next season for the regular season here at Vikings Stadium. Have a good one.